world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studio, high above UNR, and overlooking the beautiful snow-capped mountains on a wonderful spring day. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, along with my good friend Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick in the back, we got Patrick Starfish in the house, and Butchered.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Nicely done.
Good morning, you guys.
That was awesome.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, we don't know when the people are listening.
That's fair.
So we got two-fourths of Butchered here with us.
Right.
Yeah. Sadly.
So far.
Two-fourths?
And they brought...
Yeah, and we await Jeff...
One half.
Jeff, the other guitarist, right?
Jeffrey.
Yeah. And then we'll have three-fourths of Butchered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Although the bass player is immaculate.
So the best member of the band is not coming.
I wouldn't say that.
That's
I
Phil.
I wouldn't say that. He's a... incredible bass player, though. He picked it up in like 2 months, plays our songs up to speed, and he finger picks. He doesn't play with a pick.
Yeah. And is he also, because you're all kids, is he also a kid?
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. I think he's 18 now.
No.
That's
Phil's a kid.
His
birthday's in July.
And why isn't he here?
Mom. Why isn't he here? His mom.
His mom.
Mom
said
just
no.
Just don't understand.
They don't.
They're not locked in.
What are you doing? Worst Little Podcast? One second. She looks it up. Fuck no. No,
you know,
you're not.
We have cleaned up our image so much in the last few years. I wouldn't recommend listening to anything before probably, what, season 8?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it gets better when we moved over to this house about a couple years after that, maybe. It's like when you joined, it started to improve.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Thanks. I got that girl energy. The girl air.
You got that. Don't say that shit energy, too. You're like,
too much testosterone.
Yeah.
There really was.
Like it handles.
Yeah.
That's a joke from earlier.
More like Worst Little Sausage Party.
Until
Kim came.
Thank God. Save us all from ourselves.
Yeah. Well, welcome. I don't remember how you ended up here, but I booked you, and I'm glad I did. Tell me about, you were mentioning that I may have heard you from the Battle of the Bands at Cyprus.
Yeah, so he's kind of the one that does all the email stuff and sets us
Henry?
Up with shows. Henry,
for sure. Yeah.
But we played against a couple of big bands out here. We played, I think we beat In the Works. Was that right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't really get, I don't know how we lost to a band called Quitter.
We know Quitter. We know them.
We've had Quitter on.
They're cool.
Quitter's
they're
pretty
good,
cool.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. That was our second show, I want to say. And
yeah,
we just played phenomenally. We played so good.
I think
we had
most
a
of it
huge
was.
Huge crowd.
I think a lot of that was we didn't have so many tickets, like when you had the website up and you mm-hmm. bought for a specific band. I don't know if we had any of that, and I don't know how many people we really had watching our set either, because
we had a bunch of people watching our set. There was a bunch of people that were there for our set.
Was this like a situation where you had to like sell your own tickets?
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just like they buy it online, and then however many tickets are ordered, that's your like place in the set list.
Yeah.
Then I also feel like that's how they judged who was getting second and third.
Extra points for your crowd.
Those kind of things are always very arbitrary. Like sometimes they do like an audience meter, you know, whoever gets the most like cheers.
Yeah, they did that too.
Or they might have just like already have picked it before they started
probably.
The show.
We had an award ceremony in Reno with all the bands in town years ago, and that's how it was done. And all the bands that won, I'd never seen play ever.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, oh.
Yeah, a bunch of bands who got invited. I was like, oh, there's our other friends, but nobody
I knew won anything. Yeah.
Have you guys had Opus on here? They won, and they were phenomenal.
Well,
they're from the Bay. They're so good.
They're from
Metal Band?
Yeah.
They're from out in San Francisco, man. Their drummer's the same drummer as Blind Illusion. He plays it with them, so they're out there.
So they just came by to win the thing here at Reno.
From the locals.
They were to take that award and go back to
Yeah, I don't
want to
talk shit about like another band, but I'm
they
kind
totally
of, I'm kind
deserved
of pissed
it,
about
though.
That.
No, they deserved incredible it. Guitar player. Yeah. And they sound like Deftones, System of a Down, and like a little bit of Linkin Park.
Rage Against the Machine.
Well, yeah, well if they're so fucking good, why don't they go win a Battle of the Bands in the Bay?
Yeah. No, they just like
I think they actually did win that one. I think they won. I think they made it all the way to the semifinals.
They just go around the world fucking winning Battle of the Bands in local areas.
Sounds like the premise of a Jack Black movie.
I think I hate
it. Hey, dude, if it works, it works. They were really good. I like those dudes.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Right on.
All right.
And where do you guys live? You guys don't live right here in Reno right now.
No, we live about an hour south in Gardnerville, Nevada.
We've heard of it.
Yeah. What's the metal G-ville. Scene in Gardnerville like?
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
Just you guys.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's my dad's band, but they're all from Tahoe, but my dad lives in Gardnerville and drives up to
What's
Tahoe.
Your dad's band?
0.0.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah,
we had them on the show?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I remember a name though. Like that.
Does Henry got a 0.0 shirt on right now?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no way. Oh, cool. Cool. Dude, you wear your fucking dad's band's t-shirt?
Well,
that must be cool.
No,
it's his friend's dad's band.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
My dad's cooler.
Even cooler.
Even cooler.
Your dad's cooler?
Mine is.
Oh, yours is?
Yeah. Wait, who's
my
mine?
Dad's dead, too.
Oh, well.
No. I'm really sorry.
I don't know where mine is, I'm assuming. So... Okay. Same club.
So, Mason, if I'm keeping score, you have a dad that's in a death metal band?
Oh, he plays like rockabilly psych metal kind of.
Okay.
They sound a lot like – so he played in a band called the Hyenas.
Yeah.
When I was I think about 3 or 4-ish, and they played in Tahoe all the time. And then he made a band called Screaming Meg.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played for a little bit. And then he stopped, and then eventually me and him got into a band called Mastodon, and that's how I've known Henry for
14 years.
We met at preschool.
Aww.
And we were we were in the same high school. And
do you guys remember preschool?
Yes, I
and
do.
You remember
he was a menace.
Oh my God.
He was a little terrorist.
Fuck.
Okay, so rock and roll dad.
Yeah.
Jehovah's Witness mom.
We can believe that.
There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Oh, okay.
No, there is.
Now, what you're about
you
to say could make it wrong.
Oh,
but,
yeah. It will. So
I just don't want to edit. That's all.
You're
going to edit. So she divorced my dad around the time I was born. Then what ended up happening was in around 5th grade, my stepmom cheated on my stepdad. And went for some other dude who was rich. I don't know why she ever broke up with him. He was loaded. I mean, I literally had this house that was like 7 acres wide. Like I had a giant bedroom TVs. There was like TVs in the backyard and like an electric grill. I was like, I could live here for
in
the rest
of my life.
In
fucking Gardnerville?
In Genoa.
Oh,
it's,
right.
It's pretty much Gardnerville.
Fancy Gardnerville.
Yeah.
Genoa what?
And then what ended up happening is that guy cheated on my mom, and then my mom went back to my stepdad, and my stepdad was like, all right, you can come back to me if you become a Jehovah's Witness. And so, like, it wasn't bad for, like, my 6th and my 7th grade year, and then when my, like, 8th and freshman grade year hit, then they started, like, kind of slowly pushing me into it. Like, I don't believe in it, but they, like, forced me to go, and it's caused a lot of problems between me and my mom for a long period of time where we would just argue because I was like, I don't believe in your religion. She was like, I don't give a shit. You need to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right. Well, you know, you want,
it's
like
– classic battle.
Yeah, this is this very – I mean, a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
Because, like, on both sides, like, the parents that have deeply held beliefs and then they want, like, their kids to do it and then they don't and then they feel terrible and then
– And that's the thing is I kind of understand where she's coming from because she's kind of, like, stuck in that mindset where, like, this religion is the true religion or whatever. But, like, in my mind, I'm an atheist. I honestly think it's just going to go black when we die.
Right.
Which is a morbid thought, but I kind of would like to not have to do anything anymore.
Yeah, that is a helpful part of being like having nothing. But in a way, I also think that if it goes black when we die, that means you have to do even more because this is all you get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Enjoy life as much as possible because I think that's all. This
you get
is all
to go
we
through
get.
One time, man. Make it count.
But remember, it's not just religious people. It's everybody. The potheads think everybody should smoke weed and the alcoholics thinks everybody should have a drink and the sober people think that everybody should be sober. And the, like every, you know, people who are into movies think everybody should be into movies. And like everybody whatever they're into, they think, why doesn't everybody love this? You know, I think, why doesn't everybody love dairy-free fucking Ben & Jerry's ice cream?
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing ever.
It's like, if someone's enjoying something, man, I feel like it's human to want everyone else to kind of have this kind of cherished, shared kind of thing where everyone can kind of
enjoy exactly
what you enjoy. I mean, that's why we always put people onto metal, man. You know, it's...
Yeah,
we have literally our entire friend group that comes to our shows every time. We bring like 30 or 40 people every show, and they none of them like they listen to rap, reggae, and they listen to one of our shows. And like my best friend Gino, for the last like 2 weeks since our last show, all he's been wanting to do is listen to metal every day. Put him on Suicidal Tendencies, put him on the System of a Down. Like
now he wants a Pepsi, man. It's
he wouldn't give it to me.
Just one.
That's triggered. Awesome. We just want people to be interested in things that are healthy and good for them, though.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So,
and
I mean, anything can be dangerous. It's just about the obsession.
It's the way you use it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And remember, just because something works for you doesn't mean it's for fucking everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Including Mason.
Including Mason.
Particularly including Mason. This guy, when I play songs in the car, this guy will scroll through about 3 hours worth of songs to find one song that he likes.
I don't then like E40 or Too Short.
Then halfway through, he just picks another song off my phone.
Yep. You guys are listening to E40 and Too Short?
Oh,
he likes E40 and Too Short.
Is it like, are you doing it ironically because it's like classics now?
No, he loves E40 and Too Short. I like... Like Tech N9ne and Big E are like my two favorite rappers.
I listen to Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne's so good.
Caribou Woo.
Yes.
It's good to hear you guys listening to like, you know, older stuff.
Real music.
Good old stuff. Yeah. I mean, not that new music isn't real music, but.
And he has a Metallica shirt on. That's classic.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I should have worn my Megadeth shirt with my cut sleeves. That would have been the shirt.
Yeah. But no, it's just about like, I hate to sound like these people, man. It's like, I'll listen to anything, but I get turned off by anything that's not exactly what they
unless it's country.
Nah, dude. Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, pop Chris country.
Yeah. God, so I got people playing pop country around me at work, and it's kind of, and I'm just like, they sing along as it plays. But it's kind of like, I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
It bothers
but
me, but it'll
day,
get stuck
one
in
day,
my head.
One day somebody fucking played Nickelback all day.
Oh, God.
And I got to say, by the end of the day, I understood why people don't like Nickelback.
Yeah,
exactly.
But before that, I'd never been exposed like that.
But that's the thing is, it'll get stuck in your head. You'll wake up the next morning singing Nickelback in your head for an hour and a half.
Well, that's when you have to do the Biminen thing, Rick.
Oh, yep. Right.
That's how you get rid something of an earworm.
Earworm, yeah.
Some little jingle or something. So, that's how you get rid of an earworm. We have that problem all the time.
Yeah.
You can use Ricola as well if that's you prefer.
That
Ricola, then reset your brain.
Yeah. God,
we got the footage from the last show, and my throat was hurting, and someone said, you need a Ricola, and then we just did the little jingle up there.
Nice.
Yes.
And that was the first thing.
Synchronicity.
Yeah.
That's dope.
All I can really remember from that show is you cussing out the guitar player for not being in tune, which is fair.
It happens.
He tuned like 3 times and then played a song and then
was out
of tune.
Fucking guitar.
Yeah.
His V never stays in tune.
It's not hard. I think we just, I think we just got to, I don't know, maybe we can take that to Vince.
Yeah.
We got to take his.
Vince Gates?
I don't know his last name, but he's a player on music.
Player
down.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I live with
we know
son.
Him.
We know him, yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You know his son? Which one?
I don't know.
That's
I do.
Patrick lives with him.
Oh,
I live with Ivan. Yeah.
With Ivan.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I thought you meant you know his son. I'm like, what?
I actually went to their store, and we needed a snare really bad because our last one it sounded so terrible. And I was like, man, you guys have all these expensive drums. Do you have any cheap ones, like anything for like around $150 and less? And the guy was like, the lady was like, let me call Vince. Calls him, and she runs downstairs and gets this beautiful, only $100 Evans drum. It's the one that's sitting downstairs right now. I mean, it was just amazing. For only $100. Nice. I was like, dude.
Fucking rad.
Yeah, and the ride down there, too, he said, saying like, do you got any, you know, ride cymbals or anything? Because we're using our crash right now. As a ride, and he just goes over to one. He's like, you know what? I was about $1 an inch on this thing. Yeah, we got a ride sample for $20 that day.
Wow. Cool. This podcast is brought to you by Vince Gates and what's this store called?
Play Your Own Music.
Yeah.
Play Your Own Music. All right.
Yeah, they've
just remember you guys, dollar an inch.
Man, I wish that's what the real price is. Yeah, fuck.
Fucking ain't right.
I'd have some big things? Fucking rides, dude. Here's my $50 ride.
Or like if my car was a dollar an inch, that'd be great.
Oh, dude.
Has anybody checked to see if Jeff's arrived?
This kid ever shows up.
He might like walk in the living room and be all, I don't know what to do, and just be
just
standing
empty down there.
No, he'd be like me and wait outside until someone answered the door.
I told him to call me when
he got off. It is now fully an hour past when he got off work, so.
Well, that's Phil. Phil was going to be his ride up here.
Yeah.
So, I can call him really quick.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on with him.
Yeah, let's call him on the pod. Let's call
him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We need to
let him know he's on speaker, buddy.
I'm not going to tell him.
Don't do it.
We can edit.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, where are you?
Hello?
Where are you?
I'm like
15 minutes out. 15
minutes out? Yeah, I'll be there in like 15.
Okay, well, it's already started, so you better get here soon and load up quick.
Tell him to just come right in.
Just come right in, by the way. You can just walk in.
Yeah, let us know when you get here.
He's going to go to the wrong house and walk into somebody else's house.
Yeah, you can just call me when you get here, but you should probably just come in. All right, bye.
So what's the plan? Are you guys going to college? You guys going to move to Reno, or what's going on?
I'm coming up to Reno here with Gino and Talon.
He literally live 5 minutes away from you guys.
Yeah. And
nice.
That, what, 1551?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be there. He's going to go to Sacramento so we can go to Aftershock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the only reason you picked Sac.
I have a college out there. I don't know if you guys have heard of UTI. Yes, UTI.
I've heard of that, but I didn't know it was a school.
You don't feel it as much when you're a guy, but women like it. You really notice it.
It used to kill people. It used to be the cause of death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's the ad that I keep seeing. It's like these two, this couple's like, we got 13 STIs in a year. I'm like, dude, you're doing something wrong.
What?
Or maybe they're doing something really right.
Really?
What does UTI stand for?
So it's Universal Technical Institution. And
why did they think of that when they were?
Every time I tell someone I'm going to UTI, they're like, oh, really? Oh, really? UTI?
Does it itch?
Yeah. But it's cool. It's a mechanic shop. So I worked, my grandpa used to own, he owned a shop in California for a little bit, and then he owned a shop in Gardnerville. And I worked as a transmission specialist for 3 years. So
my truck is going dang out right already. Now.
Yeah, me too.
You started when you were 15?
Yeah. Actually 14, and then I worked till I was 17. He paid me under the table, so I could
allegedly.
No, that doesn't mean that it was illegal. That meant that he literally handed him his checks under a table.
It was right. Totally yeah. Got it.
You know, in Spanish, they don't say that. They say bajo del agua.
What the hell did
what
you
does
just
that
call
mean?
That means under the water.
Under the water?
Yeah, I think so. I think somebody told me that once, that that's how they say that.
What'd you just call
do
me?
We say
no
it?
No one has ever handed me money underwater.
I know. Well, nobody ever hands you money under the table either. But at least his grandpa did.
At least under a table, it stays dry.
But yeah, true.
And then
here's your wet ass money that you're not supposed to have. But it's
tax
free.
It's tax free, but it's wet. So
people are weird, man.
Wet Dollar's a good band name.
Wet Dollar would be a great band.
Okay. Before you leave, you have to put it on the band name list on the fridge.
It's on the fridge downstairs.
We have a running list of band names. Okay. Wet Dollar. All right.
Wet Dollar.
Put it down there. That's your job.
There's pens over by the desk.
Beep boop bop boop.
Band name ideas in the fridge.
Rick, has anybody ever used any of those ideas?
One band.
What band?
It was Failure Machine.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
That came off one of my band lists. Failure Machine. I had high hopes for Dollar Store Toaster. Nobody's taken it.
How about
Ampersand.
And Ampersand.
What was Dollar Store Toaster.
How about Wet Dollar Store Toaster?
Wet Dollar Store Toaster.
That's just
like
the
that.
One
that's
in
dark.
Antioch.
It's great.
Sounds like a Adam and Eve ripoff. Wet Dollar Store.
Oh, you know when someone gives you money and it's wet and they're like, I keep it in my shoe.
The Resurrector is the one for me.
I actually have had people try to pay me like for stuff. Like I'll be like running door to show or something, and they'll like fish out some like fives from their bra.
I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes out soggy.
Bra, soggy bra cat.
Bra sweat.
Oh God.
You're like,
Thanks. I mean, I guess that'll do.
We'll let you in for free.
And it is so cute worth a lot of money.
Yeah, in certain circles, that would like totally. Yeah.
No, you guys have had to see the.
I buy wet dollars on the internet.
Yeah.
No, it's the Making the Band episode from Dave Chappelle. He's playing P. Diddy. He goes, all right,
I
locked up.
I don't
up
think
the
we can mention that on here.
I locked up the studio. Your new task, find me a first generation Vietnamese immigrant. I need 2 bottles of Vietnamese immigrant breast milk.
Yeah. No, dude, then he brings it and he drinks it.
Oh.
Hey, that's still
so gross.
Hey, it's refreshing.
Gross. How would you know?
I've had friends tell me that breast milk is not as good as you would think it would be.
I have a friend. Can I tell a story time?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Oh, I have a friend who is now divorced. You guys don't know this friend, but she's now divorced from this man. But she just had this guy's baby, right? And had to breastfeed their baby because that's what pregnant women or women with babies do.
Right? If you don't, it
moms.
Hurts.
We
yeah,
call them
so
mothers.
You know, you mothers, whatever. I'm not a mom. What do they call them? Yeah. So she was like breastfeeding her baby, and her husband thought that it was disgusting. And told her to not do it.
Red flag.
Save some for me.
Red flag.
Super red flag. So the next day,
I don't know what's more upsetting, if he was super into it or super out of it. Yeah. Both of those things are like just a little hinky.
So then she put breast milk in his Cheerios the next day.
Oh.
Damn.
Like straight from the tap or like
yeah, straight from the tap.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, dude, I think breastfeeding is the best because you give your kid antibodies. Like you're giving your kid.
Oh, it's a miracle.
Yeah,
you gotta do it.
It's
and
amazing.
And like the mom kissing the baby can like pick up what the baby has and then the body automatically turns it into goo that goes in the baby through the boobs and like it's amazing what nature does.
It's all
it's
very
like,
technical
yeah.
terms.
Oh yeah,
the goo marries the baby. The goo feeds the baby.
That's why babies go goo goo.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, it's a miracle. You're feeding a child with your fucking chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed totally. To buying
that
the
you grew it inside
the
of you.
Most,
yeah, the boo fast powder from Walgreens.
Yeah. Hey, come here, baby.
Okay,
you want some powder?
Can I ask? You've mentioned this word "boof" a couple of times. What
low
is,
grade.
What does this mean to your generation?
That's what we mean. Boof is low grade.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
It's you
that's
the same
not,
question that I'd have. Yes.
That's
not
what
we think.
When we say it started when we started saying like "boof." Weed, because me and my group of friends are stoners, and so we were talking about like low.
Bro, my
grade.
Mom's gonna listen to this. Oh. I guarantee it.
Low grade. Well, you're the only one who doesn't
did
smoke.
Did you guys
so it's
boof a, weed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I did not put weed in my ass.
Okay.
Thanks for
well,
clarifying.
No, it's
excellent.
It's boof because it's ass.
But
right.
You guys,
yes. Right, okay.
But
okay.
you guys don't smoke at all.
Huh?
Right?
I don't.
Yeah. No. You guys are straight laced. You guys are cool.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah,
straight edge.
That's for other kids.
Gotta get those X tattoos.
Straight edge, no tattoos.
Straight edge, straight A's,
purity
rock and roll,
rings.
And that's it. And purity,
purity rings.
Okay.
Very good.
Jonas Brothers sold me
very
fine.
Good. Love
how often do you guys get to practice?
Every
Once
Friday.
A week.
Once a week?
Uh-huh. We didn't get to do it this weekend, though.
Yeah, this last week.
So this will be our first time since April.
April, yeah, since we haven't practiced.
Well, I mean,
last April, last year.
What?
Oh, shit.
Last
about?
Year was the last time we stopped practicing. We hadn't. So we've been going every week for.
Well, except after Christmas, we took 3 weeks.
Oh, we did take 3 weeks.
But that was the only time since in like a year we've taken off. So we're definitely at it.
Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah. This is 3 years. Every week for 3 years.
Yeah.
We've been
3
going.
Years today. We formed the band
Damn.
April 14th, 2022 in. Right after my biology class, I think.
Yeah.
Were any of you guys in band or anything, or did you just have a love for
Henry doesn't go outside and all he does is play guitar, so.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I was
straight
in.
Straight edge, straight list. Yep. Least, straight A's.
I was in.
Rock and roll.
I was in the band classes from 5th to 8th grade, but then I stopped in high school.
What'd you play?
I played trumpet. Nice. I still have it.
Hell yeah. Very cool.
Trumpet player here too.
Fuck yeah!
In high school, I went from 5th grade to 11th grade.
Yeah,
I played trombone because my lips were too big.
Sicilian?
No.
Oh.
No,
I'm
just,
quarter.
Just luscious. You know, Rick, I totally forgot to set the timer. How long has it been? Since
no, but the today show doesn't. It doesn't
30
count.
30 minutes so
it's
far.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
And Yeah, and you know, and that trumpet shit will come in handy when you go through your ska phase. Dude, just trust me.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Death metal ska? Death
yep,
metal
exactly.
Ska. I'm okay with it.
Well, hopefully after this band, we want to get at least two albums done. And then I have a band that I play guitar and sing in, and that's called Apollo, but we haven't really done much for it. I've just written the songs for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. You're multi-instrumental.
Yeah, I started on guitar because I grew up with my dad being a guitar player and a singer. And so I just kind of got used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time my dad's drummer left the kit at the house, and I would just wake up every morning and run to the kit as quick as possible, play it, wake my dad up, he'd get pissed off, and then tell me to go back to my bedroom. And then
oh, man.
But so I started playing that for a long time, for guitar. And then I think about a couple of months into me playing guitar, Henry and me were like kind of just talking about like music at that time. And he was like, I need a drummer. And I was like, you know, I love the drums. And like I had barely ever played the drums before since that. Like I think the last time I played it was six. And then I came over and slowly I was only supposed to be temporary drummer. Yeah. And then slowly I just got really, really good over time. Nice. And then he was just like, I just want you to be the drummer in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
how it goes.
Yeah. I think you joined September 22.
Yeah.
Something like that. You and the one who shall not be named.
Yeah. The bass player.
Mm-hmm.
The
but,
egomaniac bass player.
Yeah. But before that. Yeah.
Hey, you're not wrong.
But before that, you and I remember we did Terminal Assault. You hated that band.
I hated the name Terminal Assault.
Hmm.
But no, I mean, we had a few songs for that too.
We did.
That I
insane that songs. Wrote. Those should not. Those are not like. Those are songs that are like eight different tracks that you can't even play live.
Yeah. It was like built electronically.
It was all. He had a loop pedal.
And okay. Loop,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I gotcha.
Loop, and
yeah.
Then okay. Loop.
I got a couple of excerpts from that I still really want to use.
There's some parts I really like, but just not possible on a live stage.
Yeah. My fucking loop pedal got stolen out of my car.
God damn it.
Which is just like one thing if it was just like a guitar pedal, but fucking loops on it, man.
Those dude, and they're not cheap
those
anymore.
Those are gone forever.
No.
Expensive you know as I mean? Hell.
They're like, what, $250, $300, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was your car?
Oh, I deserve to get broken into. No, it was in the close east side of Portland, Oregon.
Oh,
like under ouch. the bridge, you know what I mean, in the industrial.
And you left your shit in your
peppers?
Car.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I threw a blanket over it.
Oh yeah.
Did you draw some blood?
What?
Huh?
What? Draw some blood? What do you mean?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Under the bridge. Under the bridge downtown.
No, actually, I walked across the river to go to Air Guitar.
Was there a van down there?
No.
Down by the river?
Did you say air guitar concert?
Yeah, it was an air guitar competition for the worst fucking first date of my life.
Whoa.
Wait, so you also...
Worse?
Wow, that's insult to injury.
So yeah, I walk across the bridge, I go to this air guitar concert on a date that sucked, and I walk back and my loop pedal's gone.
Some air guitarist stole your fucking loop pedal.
Some air guitarist.
Which is
dude, that would
extra
be like
insulting because so what are they going to fucking do with it?
That would be so
plug
disappointing.
In and,
yeah. They're like... How much did you pay for that concert, do you think?
It was probably like $20.
Oh, okay.
You
I guess it's not that bad.
You yeah. paid for the air?
I think what? I did.
That's a thing.
Cool. I got so to pay to watch people weird. Lip guitar.
Yeah, for sure.
Guitar sync.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, ain't that what Mr. DHS is?
I don't know if there's a lesson in there.
Yeah, they
probably.
Whose idea was it to go to that? Your dates or yours?
Oh, it was definitely hers. I wouldn't. No. Fuck no. No. Air guitar? Come on. No, I wouldn't do that.
But I mean, you went with her, so.
I guess I did. Yeah, it was just.
You know how it is when you like somebody and they're like, oh, I'm really into, you know, I don't know.
That's quirky.
What
Let's
is,
do it.
Yeah.
No,
what
I,
is, like,
I never talked to her again.
What is the weirdest first date any of you have been on?
Yeah.
Zero
didn't work
dates.
Out.
He's
but
never
I mean,
had
like.
A girl, ever.
Like Rick said, we've all done weird shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I went on like a Harley ride, and I am not into.
That's
not
badass,
a motor.
Though.
No, it wasn't.
It was
he weird.
Bad at it? Were
you
terrified?
No, he was good. It was raining.
Oh.
And I wasn't
Genius.
Prepared for that, and my helmet didn't fit, and it was just a bad time. We just drove around Reno in the fucking rain on the back of a fucking Harley. I'm like, why are we doing this? Because I guess he
that's
thought it made
safe.
Him look
that's,
cool.
That's
I don't
not
know.
Safe at all.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. Whatever. I was not always as cautious as I am now.
Yeah. No kidding.
I was like 25, okay?
Yeah. And we've heard some of the other ones.
Oh, shit. Never mind. That's not even the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there was a brief time in my life where I made real bad choices.
No, real good choices. Yeah.
They were really fun stories for the podcast.
Yeah, it was pretty metal.
It's dad lore.
Like fucking.
Exactly.
It's dad lore.
Brutal. But yeah. But
you got to go covered on a previous podcast.
Covered on a previous.
You got a weird first date?
Let's see. I've went on a few dates. I remember, I don't have any weird one, but I have one that I spent way too damn much money on for how old I was at the time. I was 16 and I took, she's still my girlfriend. We've been dating for 4 years, but
money well spent.
I took her out and I ended up spending like $700 on a steak.
Oh, Jesus. Where the fuck did you go? That is
too much. That's far too much.
It was like.
That's too much for me, and I'm a grown ass professional.
Special California. She lives in Monterey, so we went to this super nice, like, 5-star restaurant, and they brought us, like, at the end, they brought us, like, chocolate bonbons, and they had dry ice, and they poured hot water.
Oh, one
of
those fancy fucking places, yeah.
Guitar Boy's here.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay.
Guitar Boy, that's his name.
What's the first song you guys are going to play?
It's called Unholy Undead.
Too bad.
Fuck yeah.
No warm up, cold out the gate like that.
Hell
that
yeah.
Pretty fucking great.
I mean, we haven't even played together in like a week and a half right now.
This is practice, you guys.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Recording your practice.
Yeah, and just a heads up, all of my solos besides that are improvised, so if they're shit, that's why.
Oh my god. I'm sure they're great.
They're going to be great. All
right. Kerry King over here.
Okay, what are you playing next?
Demons Rise. Oh, all right. Oh, dude, we don't got Phil here.
Didn't you say I could stand up for this?
You just noticed there's no bass player.
No
Yeah. Do you sing too, or do you just?
I can do backup vocals.
Do you? If you need to, we can just raise your.
Yeah, yeah. Let
mic.
Me know.
No, our bass player does crowd participation for this song, and he's not here.
Oh.
Makes us sad.
Alright. I'll just start it on 1, 2, 3. All right.
Just give us a 4 count.
Suck.
Yeah, it's whatever.
The strap is so high on me.
The strap is too high?
I feel like the Beatles right now.
We can pick it. We can peg that down.
Yeah, do three.
Ooh, yeah. This
are you able?
Ooh. Which song are we going to do?
Do we want to do book? Do we want to do ripping?
We want to do book?
I want to do book.
Okay.
What's the opposite of the Beatles?
James Hetfield.
Rob Trujillo.
Slayer.
There you go.
I just think of Chris Fox every time I see that guitar going a little higher.
Who's Chris Fox?
What?
Who's Chris Fox?
Oh, you got to spend more time in Reno.
He's in A Boss's Daughter and Vampirates.
Why did you just say every band?
Every band in Reno.
Thank you.
Voted best band.
He was in Sucker Punch.
I just don't know. Huh?
One day you're going to be in a band with him, and then you'll know who he is. Yeah, exactly. So don't worry.
Nobody plays it.
bad.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's fucking metal.
Very nice.
All right, Mason, get back up here.
I love that.
Get up here, Mason.
I'm definitely warmed up now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not bad for a couple weeks off, man.
So, Jeff, you just joined us.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey.
Yeah, how was the drive up?
Boring.
Do you have music in the car?
I didn't have my fill with me, so it was pretty boring.
Oh, you and your fill.
Dang, man. Oh, tell Phil we miss him, even though we didn't meet him.
Well, you'll have to listen to the whole podcast since you weren't on half of it and listen to all the bullshit that we talked. Not about you, but just
there was so much about you.
Yeah, you guys just laying into me. You know?
That fucking piece of shit.
Stupid motherfucker.
Honestly, this has been a really, really fun, if not unconventional, podcast.
For sure. Yeah.
And I'm so glad you guys can make it, even though I don't remember when or why or how I booked you, but here you are. So it was meant to be.
I can see why you booked me.
I mean,
sure.
I see why. But...
We have fun.
Yeah.
I fucked up on so much the headphones fell off twice while when I was mid playing.
You were just fucking in it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What shows do you guys got coming up?
We have one in May with a band called Sorcerer's Sword.
Do you know the date?
We don't know the date yet. We're supposed to get a bill from Holland Projects.
Yeah. Oh, it's Holland. Yeah, nice.
It's all
I
of our
honestly,
shows.
I prefer Cypress. That's my favorite
venue.
Of course.
Have you played at Holland yet?
I have played at
Holland. Oh, okay. Cool.
I fell off the stage twice.
Okay.
Fell off the stage?
You know, Cypress is rad. They're a real legit venue. Like, I love their stage. It's huge.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You get enough room.
I love their backstage, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got space for activities.
Yeah.
They have food now, right?
They do. I haven't been down there. Has anybody tried it yet?
Where?
At Cypress, their
food? Food?
I haven't tried it yet.
I have not tried the food. Their water's good.
Yeah,
their free water is great.
Their beer is definitely not.
You're not 18, kid. You're not that cool.
Not even 18.
Hey, Whitney thought I was 18.
Yeah, Whitney thought you were 25.
Honestly, you guys all look like you're in your 20s to me. I don't know.
With the facial hair.
Everybody just looks the same anymore. You got long hair.
I know. Nick's like in the beginning of the show before you guys, when we just first met you, Nick was all, what are the kids here? Or who are those kids? And I was like, I don't know how old they are. They could be in middle school. They could be 28.
Yeah, you just never know anymore.
Sure. They could be anal guts.
Yeah, have you guys heard of anal guts in town?
I have heard of them. I've not seen them.
It's just one little kid who plays drums by himself. He has potential. He's a good drummer, but he needs to work on some tempo things. But also, he's 10 years
old.
Years old
and he has a band called Anal Guts.
Yeah.
Well, and it's just him. It's literally just him. He has no other player.
I think he's got a bass player.
He has a bass player now. But Henry and we played a Holland Project with him. And Henry ended up freestyling guitar for him while he was playing
drums.
Yeah,
just improvising the whole fucking thing.
Well, if you ever see him, tell him in 10 years he can come on the podcast with a name like that.
Well, I think he's definitely, he's got it all, definitely. But I think because he told me they just improvise, him and his bass player, they just improvise when they play. I think they just need to write some stuff. I mean, me and Jeff, we've been writing music together for eight years?
Yeah.
When we had our first band, when we were in like fifth grade.
And he's only 10 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that would make them having started when they were 10 years old.
Sorry, just blew vape smoking.
We're actually still 10 years old. We just, blew
the
facial hair.
You got
the fake mustaches,
You're seven raccoons in a raincoat. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we know how old the bass player is?
Oh,
our bass player?
No.
He's the youngest one.
The kid's bass player.
Why are you asking?
On average, you add up to barely enough to drink a beer. So no.
Yeah,
it'd be funny if he was like 40.
Honestly, I've seen that before.
That'd be scary.
It's kind of weird.
That'd be
kind of
really weird. Actually.
Well, if it's his dad, it's not bad.
Yeah,
true. But
we've seen that too, which is totally normal.
His dad?
Speaking of dads playing with their sons, I wanted to give a really special shout out to our friend Spencer Eldridge. For not only his birthday, but he came out to my show on Saturday. I hosted a show with Last One Down, Machine Gun Vendetta, United Defiance, and Urethane, which is Steve Caballero's band. And Ollie is a huge fan, and Ollie was able to meet Steve and get his deck signed.
Oh, cool.
And I got a picture floating around on my Facebook, and just the look on his face was so fucking rad, and they all had a good time. So thanks, Spencer, for bringing the family out, and thank you for everybody coming out. Isn't
there a band called Sage Ruler?
Sage Ruler, yes. Yeah. We got to have them on.
Yeah, we do.
We should have them on. Little Ollie's a good drummer. Yeah, and then I think one cool thing that happened was the bass player for Urethane took a break during their cover of a Dramarama song, and Andy from Last One Down filled in.
Oh, cool.
And that was cool. And then they
was
asked
it anything,
the crowd.
Anything or Dear God?
Yeah. That was the one. So, like, in the middle of the show, of course, like, Steve Caballero is a skate legend, and some people brought their boards. Only one person actually stayed with their board because they were like, I don't know if I can do this in here. And in the middle of the fucking set, he asked, did anybody bring their skateboard? Mm-hmm. And asked him to do a kickflip, and the guy was just, like, put completely on the spot, and he just, like, fucking, like, busted it out in the middle of the fucking dance floor, and then there was a mosh pit, and it was epic.
Cool.
Yeah. So Saturday night rolled at the Alpine. It was great. And I just really thank all those guys for helping me. All my stage committee crew, Raj and Cisco.
This is your guys' first event.
This was our first event, separate from.
Congrats.
Where was it?
The event that shall not be named. It was at Alpine.
I don't think it.
It's a newer venue down off 4th Street in the Brewery District. It was all ages too, so nice. They do all ages shows. So definitely a place to hit up if you want to do that. Another all ages place to play. I got it mixed up earlier. You guys had played at the Coffee Bar.
Yeah.
But Midnight Coffee Roasters.
Midnight.
They are also all ages.
Oh, so okay. Great. So mm-hmm. Fucking rad.
And they're not a sober space, so people of all varieties of sober or not can go.
And every Friday and Saturday night, they have killer bands.
They do, and they do a lot of metal. They do a lot of everything. So hit them up if you want to play an all-ages show.
We just need to get more shows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We've been kind of like playing shows, and then whatever invites we get, we kind of just go to that, and then we get an invite at that show, and we just kind of keep
going. We should just like go out of our way to fucking...
You should just do your own. Are you networked with a lot of bands in Reno yet?
No, we're... We've only played with a few bands, and I don't think we've ever played with a band twice except for a band in Gardnerville.
Mm. Yeah, well, that was when we were doing our own house shows.
Yeah, we were doing garage shows.
Nice. Well, come to Reno. There's a lot of bands that would mesh with you guys, and I'm really excited about that. So keep up with us on social media.
Absolutely.
You can always just text me, let me know if you've got a show coming up or if you need a recommendation for a band to open or to close for you, whatever, if you want to hop on a show. Speaking of Midnight Coffee Roasters, we've got two of our favorite country singers three. Holy shit, all three. God damn it. I'm going to be in Point Arena on the 19th. I'm going out of town for my birthday, so I'm going to miss this show, and I'm mad. But it's Mr. Johnson and his Loaded Dice, High Desert Habit, and Danny Horton.
Fuck. Danny. Those are all great.
They're all great.
Shit.
If you're not at that show, then I will be disappointed with you if you're not at Subtle Lovers with Greg Gilmore at Cypress on Saturday. Oh, both of these shows are on Saturday. They're not too far apart, so you could do the Reno thing and hop.
Jump back and forth.
You can if you wanted to, if you're crazy.
If you're super cool.
If you're crazy and your feet don't hurt. I don't know. I'm too old for that.
And you can afford it.
And you can afford it. I don't know. They're only $10. I don't think Midnight has a cover.
It's usually $10.
Yeah, and the one at Cypress is like $10. So, Subtle Lovers, of course, is the menagerie of amazing Reno musicians we love, including Rachel McElhenney and company.
Oh, Ragebot.
So rad.
We love our Ragebot, who also has not been on the show in a while. So, if you're listening, So, and then I think that's pretty much it for this weekend. We've got some cool stuff. I do want to mention one cool thing because I know that Boss's Daughter is so excited about this. And it comes up Wednesday, April 23rd. So it'll be before our next week's show is out. But they are opening for Sparta at Cypress. So go check
Sparta,
that out.
Sparta, that's like a big deal, right?
Yeah, they're super stoked for it. So it's a JMAC show. Go see them. It's a Wednesday. It'll be a good night to get out of the house.
Right on.
If I can make it, I will. Yeah. That's pretty much all I've got. Do you guys have anything coming up, Nick?
Not really. I think in May, the Glitterbats are doing a show with Ozymandias.
Oh,
and we're every band's required to do one Dio song.
It could
be from any
that.
Band Ronnie James was in.
We might have to get in on that.
Where is it at?
Yeah, go hit up Dennis.
Oh, is it Alturas?
Alturas.
They'll do. So it's not all you just venue, but you guys can play, but then you'll have to just leave right after.
That's fine.
Coming in and out through the back.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near the bar.
If you have to pee, you have to be escorted by somebody who's of age.
Crazy.
But I mean, the bathroom's in the bar, so you know, it is what it is. Bar rules. Speaking of Ozymandias, I also saw this for Friday, April 25th, which I'm definitely not going to miss because we have had, I think we've had all of these bands, or at least most of these bands on the show.
Oh, cool.
It's the Doomed in Reno at VSB with Karin, who we have not had on in
forever. Hot WLP factoid.
Oh.
Karin is the most downloaded episode
ever
had. It's still it reigns supreme.
All right, Pound Cake, if you're listening, you guys reign supreme.
No, this episode.
Well, that means we're feeding.
Well, this
their
hasn't
power.
Come out yet, so this might top it.
And then there's Ozymandias, which was the first time I brought Ozymandias on the show. I fell in love. Like I never heard them, and I fell in absolute love with not just their music, but every single member of the band. They're amazing humans.
So rad.
Such good musicians. I love everything about them. So go see them. Silence the Crowd, Rotten Monolith, and Failed Fates. We've had Failed Fates on.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Tom. He's really cool. And I remember he hadn't started that band yet, and then he did, and then he got on the punk rock flea market, right?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
And
yeah.
They were great. So Tom, if you're listening, fucking killer, dude. Odenheimer.
Come back on.
And then
so rad.
Sorry. And I am going to Club Underground. On the 12th.
Oh.
No, 16th.
What's going on over there?
Escape from the Zoo, Hans Gruber and the Diehards.
Oh, my God.
Two Man Levin Band and more.
Oh, my God.
That is a good show.
So that's a fucking great show.
That'll be the day this podcast airs. So if you're listening on Wednesday, that is tonight.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's amazing. Okay.
We'll have a talk after about Club Underground.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And with that, I guess you guys, we're going to listen to one more song from you. And
ooh, but before you do that, like how does somebody get in touch with you if they did want you to play a show with them?
Are you available on the internet?
You can DM us, and we got an email, butcherdeathmetal@gmail.com.
And then
hit us up. Do
our
whatever.
Instagram is butchered_deathmetal.
Yeah.
Butchered Death Metal on IG. Very cool. And with that, I would like to say for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Sean Strice, for everybody who showed up today,
Chewbacca.
And everybody who couldn't make it, like Chewbacca, and Ian, we love you, miss you, Mouse, everybody. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short, so bang your head.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
you will act.